Much of the gap is caused by higher costs for Medicaid, the health care insurance program for low-income people. Factors include higher reimbursements to hospitals, nursing homes, and other health care agencies for labor costs. They've increased as the state's minimum wage has risen. Union workers have also received pay hikes in recent contracts. And more New Yorkers now have health insurance through Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The state's been struggling with the rising costs in the program for some time now. In late March of this year, Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget officials delayed for 3 days one of the state's monthly Medicaid payments to providers worth $1.7 billion. The payment instead counted in the new fiscal year that began in April. On paper, at least, that lessened the gap for the previous fiscal year. Since then, though, the gap has grown to between $3 and $4 billion, according to a report by the governor's budget office. The report recommends again delaying the fiscal year's final $2 billion Medicaid payment, and it raises the possibility of closing the rest of the gap by across-the-board cuts to health care providers. Cuomo has not yet committed to a specific plan to fill the gap, saying that will have to wait until his budget presentation later in January.
We will do a budget presentation in the coming weeks. We have about a $5 billion deficit. Goes up and down a little bit, but somewhere in that neighborhood, so it's serious. It's nothing we haven't addressed before, but it is serious.
Legislative leaders who will have a say in the final state budget plan are not on board with health care cuts, and they might be considering other options. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his Democratic members will look at raising revenues, including perhaps new taxes on the wealthy.
For us in the Assembly, we would always rather raise revenue than cut. We think that New York has some very generous people, and I'm saying that facetiously, that we would always like to call on them to do more in that regard instead of cutting health care or denying healthcare.
Michael Kink with Strong Economy for All, which is funded by unions and advocacy groups for the homeless and lower-income New Yorkers, says the state has plenty of wealth that can be tapped to help close the deficit.
There has been an explosion of wealth and income at the very top. We could do taxes only on billionaires, ultra-millionaires, huge corporations, not touch any working people at all.
Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, also a Democrat, says state cuts to Medicaid spending can trigger even deeper reductions because state aid is linked to federal and local money for the program. But during a meeting with her Democratic members in December, Stewart-Cousins said she did not think raising taxes should be the first plan of action.
We are obviously concerned. It is critical. We are not, you know, our first fallback thing isn't let's raise taxes. We were pretty clear, our conference, even last year, one of the first things we did was the tax cap. I mean, we know how the burden of taxes, certainly on middle-class, low-income New Yorkers, is very difficult.
A temporary income tax surcharge on millionaires has been in existence for several years and was recently extended. Cuomo has in the past resisted additional taxes on the wealthy, saying he fears rich people might leave the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.